Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Longing for a far country? This is Pastor Esteban Tapia, and I want to read for you Luke 15:13. The younger son gathered all he had and took a journey into a far country. Throughout human history, the phenomenon of migration has impacted the lives of millions of people around the world. People make the decision and move to different countries for different reasons, but the vast majority of them migrate to avoid suffering. Most immigrants leave behind relatives, possessions, and pretty much everything they love in order to seek better life opportunities for themselves and their families. In the parable of the prodigal son, we see a young man decide to go on a journey to live as an immigrant in a foreign country. The motivations of this young man to leave behind his country of origin were not to escape a difficult, chaotic, or dangerous environment, but to pursue a life of pleasure away from his father's influence. Up to this point, the prodigal son lived a very pleasant life in his home country and in the company of his father, but he was not content. Apparently, there was an emptiness in his soul that led him to start paying attention to the rumors of a better way of experiencing life in a faraway country. So, without much thought, the prodigal son gathered all he had and left his home in pursuit of happiness. We don't know for how long the prodigal son lived as a foreigner, but what we do know is that he wasted everything he had, leaving recklessly. Eventually, he was left with no other option but to look for a job in order to survive. Fortunately, this young man found a job, but the problem was that he couldn't find any food to eat. For at the time, the whole country was going through a severe famine. So the prodigal son ended up hungry and alone. He was experiencing the reality of being apart from the provision, care, love, protection, and instruction of his father. The fact of the matter is that this young man had everything he needed in his father's house, but his discontentment came as he started distancing himself from his father's heart. As the story progresses, the prodigal son came to his senses and was able to recognize and value the beautiful companionship and character of his father. In the end, he realizes the longing he felt in his soul to start a new life in a different place was not as fulfilling as enjoying the company and guidance of his father. I think one of the lessons that we can learn from this parable is to make sure we don't get distracted by our desires to do life on our own, but to learn to delight in the company of our Heavenly Father as we go through the good and the bad experiences in life. Have a great day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.